I first off want to thank Miss Ida for being here so faithful and filling in. We need to remember a lot of people in our prayer today. Benita evidently had to take Chris to the hospital this morning. He had a pain in his back and his arm, and wasn't sure it was a heart attack or what. So we need to keep them in our prayers as well as everyone. First off, no, your eyes are not deceiving you. I am not Matthew, Pastor Matthew Christian. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jack Ferguson. And for those of you listening, I'm the younger Jack, as many of you know my father. As Lewis mentioned, we are thankful that Pastor Matthew and his wife made it home safe from Florida, as with after the passing of his brother, and our prayers need to go out continually for the Christian family as they deal with this difficult time of grief in the passing. I also want to take a moment on this Veterans Day weekend to acknowledge our veterans, all the men and women who served our countries, and those who have served now and are presently serving to protect our great nation and give us the liberties we so afford. If there's any veterans we have here today, if you'd please rise so we can show our appreciation. I know of at least three right off bat. And there they are. Gentlemen, thank you. And please remember the families of all the veterans that served and paid the ultimate sacrifice for our liberties and freedoms that we enjoy today. I want to thank everyone today in the congregation for coming to worship with us at 20th Street Baptist Church, and for not leaving when you picked up the bulletin and saw it was me doing a message. You know, I told Bobby he had my back, he'd lock the door so nobody could run. I also want to thank those watching on the live stream, be it on Facebook or YouTube. I know there's many services available out there for you to watch and listen to, and we thank you that you chose to join us today. We feel grateful to be able to offer this live stream for our homebound members and those that are sick or those people who have to work and can't make it and want to pick it up at another time. Some of you may be just looking to see, to find a church home. And if that's the case, we invite you to come and join us in person and see what a loving Christian church family we have here at 20th Street Baptist Church. But don't touch that dial now, because God has something to say, and I pray that you listen to his words. Our main scripture today is in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And I see many of you turning, and I'm going to pull a Matthew Christian here. We'll get there eventually, but right now let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come to your house and worship you. We pray for those who couldn't be with us, either due to sickness or other things beyond their control. We pray for those who are going through difficult times, and we pray you be with them with your guiding and healing hand. We pray for everyone here today, and I pray that you somehow use the words I speak today to touch someone's heart, to open their eyes to your glory and your word. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Well, the title of today's message is Dead or Alive. No, I'm not talking about the Bon Jovi song. And I'm not talking about some wanted poster from the old Wild West. Are you dead or alive today? Simple question, right? Or is it? Now, some of you back there are thinking, yeah, that's a stupid question. Of course we're alive. We're sitting here in this pew and he's asking us stupid questions. Well, others, I hope, are thinking, okay, so just where's he going with this? First off, I'm speaking of dead or alive spiritually. So first off, let's look at some definitions and see where it leads us. According to Merriam-Webster, there are seven different definitions of dead in the adjective form. One of these is unresponsive and gives an example of felt dead inside. Spiritual death, right? We see in the Bible in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." And in Romans 3:23, it says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So, basic math, not this new math, math, says 1 plus 1 equals 2. Okay? So, with this reasoning, we could say that sin equals death. 1 plus 1 is 2. Sin equals death. Right? Pretty simple. So how can we be alive? Grace. So let's look again at Merriam-Webster, which states grace, when used as a noun, is defined as mercy or pardon. In an article published in Progress Magazine, December 14th, 1992, it says, "When Billy Graham was driving through a small southern town, he was stopped by a policeman charged with speeding. Graham admitted his guilt, but was told by the officer that he would have to appear in court. The judge asked, 'Guilty or not guilty?' Well, Graham pled guilty, and the judge replied, 'That'd be $10. A dollar for every mile over the speed limit.' Suddenly, the judge recognized the famous minister. 'You have violated the law,' he said. 'The fine must be paid, but I'm going to pay it for you.' He took a $10 bill from his pocket, attached it to the ticket, and then took Graham out and bought him a steak dinner. 'That,' Billy Graham said, 'is how God treats repentant sinners. The fine must be paid. The debt must be paid. The debt that Christ paid for our sins on the cross. I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. But I need it. And you need it. We all need God's grace. So if we don't deserve it, how do we get it? Well, as a smart man sitting down there always told me, when you need answers, you look in the Bible. So let's look at today's scriptures. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, in his rich mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." There it is, by grace you have been saved. Continuing on in verse 6, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Let's look at this. Grace by faith in Christ Jesus. Faith, as defined in Merriam-Webster Dictionary, says, one of the definitions of faith as a noun is belief and trust in and loyalty to God. And another is complete trust. Yeah, believe it or not, it says it right there in the dictionary. Trust in and loyalty to God. St. Augustine, a theologian and philosopher, said, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, see not to understand that thou mayest believe, but believe that thou mayest understand. Thomas Aquinas also said, faith has to do with the things that are not seen, and hope with the things that are not at hand. So to continue in our scripture in verse 8 through 10, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for the good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Not of works. Notice how that's explained in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Christ Jesus our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So in other words, we can't make it happen. I can't do it, and you can't do it. And no matter how many times Nike says, just do it, we can't do it. Only God can, by his grace. In an article published in Daily Bread, June 2nd, 1992, R.W.D. wrote, I read about an instant cake mix that was a big flop. The instructions said that all you need to do is add water and bake. The company couldn't understand why it didn't sell. Well, their research discovered that the buying public felt uneasy about a mix that required only water. Apparently, people thought it was too easy. So the company altered the formula and changed the directions to call for adding an egg to the mixture in addition to water. Excuse me. The idea worked and sales jumped dramatically. The story reminds me of how some people react to the plan of salvation. To them, it sounds too easy and simple to be true, even though the Bible says, by grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works. Ephesians 2:8-9. They feel there is something more they must do, something must add to God's recipe for salvation. They think they must perform good works to gain God's favor and earn life. But the Bible's clear, we are saved, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. Titus 3:5. Unlike the cake mix manufacturer, God has not changed his formula to make salvation more marketable. The gospel we proclaim must be free of works, even though it may sound too easy. Again, that was in an article by R.W.D. in Daily Bread. Now, we have been told this before, many times, but have we really heard it? What's it take to hear it? Well, according to Red Crow Marketing, on the website, redcrowmarketing.com. They say it takes 7 times to make something a habit. But does the rule of 7 apply to the ads and things we hear every day? How many times must you see an ad to actually remember it? Well, a good rule of thumb is it takes 5 views to actually read it, 10 views to become memorable, and up to 20 before it becomes a conversation. Now, to show you how hearing stuff over a period of time influences you and stays with you forever and ever, how many of you can sing the lyrics to the Liberty Mutual Insurance ad? Liberty, 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 right? Yeah. Or how about Farmers Mutual? We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Yeah. And some older ones like the Kit Kat. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a kit to that Kit Kat bar. Yeah, Atlanta's going right along there with it. Yeah. Oh. Oh, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. Okay, that was an old one, wasn't it? Or how about Lucky Charms? They're magically delicious. Huggies. I'm a big kid now. Something more close to home. Ballards. B-A-L-L-A-R-D-S. Bill Ballards. Right? And I was never a great speller. And as Jen reminded me when I was going through this, how many of you learned to spell baloney? By my baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R, right? And Oscar Mayer has a way of B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Every time you rewrite that, how many do you, that would you go through your head when you get ready to write it? B-O-L-O-G-N-A. You remember it. Okay, so how many, you hear that over and over again. So how many of you all can tell me how many times grace and faith appear in the Bible? Yeah, good. That's a good answer, Liz. I don't know. I didn't know when I looked it up. Well, according to the Christian Bible reference site, ChristianBibleReference.org, grace appears 170 times, and faith 247. Let that register. Grace is 170 times and faith is 247. Just a few examples. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Galatians 3:26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. ...170 times for grace and 247 for faith. I'm thinking God must think those are pretty important to have them referenced that many times. Repetitive. So by God's grace and faith in Christ Jesus, we are alive. According to Merriam-Webster, alive means having life. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 11, it says, and this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. So is it really that simple? Yes. Yes, it is. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So asking Him into your heart and having faith in Him, we then know God's grace. So I want to ask you the question again. Are you dead or alive today? Are you covered in sin and dead? Or are you alive and living the life God wants you to live in His grace by faith in Christ? If you have sin, which we all do, ask God to forgive you and you will enjoy a life with Christ. Looking at our scripture again. And He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You that it's simple. You made it simple. But in our weakness and imperfections, we have to hear things over and over and over. And I thank You that You're patient with us to hear this over and over again, and that Your grace is there, and all we have to do is accept Christ in our heart. Very simple. Thank You, Lord. Maybe there's anyone out there that needs this grace that You offer. I pray that they hear and accept this. Amen.